today comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7, and can be found on page 299 of the Hebrew Scriptures in the front of the book. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted. The anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy lands. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my health and my desire? But the godless are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them, one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed and fire on the spot. Our gospel reading today comes from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. This can be found on page 7 of the New Testament, located in the back part of your King Bibles. Be aware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them by their fruit. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.